Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord.
Well, blessed people, I come to you again this morning. A very, very powerful time in the history of the church. We are still celebrating the new cripple that got up and walked yesterday. 10 years totally crippled on the soil. And it's such a mighty, mighty time in the history of the church, especially now when we have taken this stretch toward the glorious coming of the Messiah. You see all the happenings on the earth, they are pointing very clearly toward the glorious coming of the Messiah. Everything, the way it's happening on the earth, the coronavirus that I spoke, the prophecy of December 1, the year 2015, to the greatest detail, that has changed life on the earth totally, and of course the visitation going on in the church, the apostasy that was promised is in the church. And now the Lord is purging that, that is cleaning out apostasy and preparing forth unto himself a very glorious bride, a glorious church, the church of Christ. So this is such a historic and a watershed moment for the church. And from when I spoke with you this morning, you saw that the Lord is saying he's going to renew youthful strength, youthful energy, youthful health among those that, those are old, who are old and aging, who believe, who subscribe to this voice of the Lord Almighty. The Lord is going to give them a newness of life, even in their physical being, let alone the spiritual newness of life. So that is astounding. That is very big. The Lord has not done this before. Only tonight he spoke with me about this. For those who have received this, this is such a historic healing that the Lord, healing, new whole, in other words. He has not done it before. He is doing it now. So if you are ailing with some brain problem, or you are having, you know, Alzheimer's, or whatever, Parkinson's, what, you know, whatever the condition, kidney, heart, your organs are getting tired. The Lord has now promised to renew health in you, youthful health, in that dream that the Lord had with me in the night. And then now, since I spoke with you until now, the Lord again has spoken with me, came and he showed me a cripple. There's a crippled child I lifted up like this. The Lord presented the crippled child, and when I stretched my hand to lift up the cripple got up and walked. So there is a cripple that is going to walk, a crippled child that I'm going to, the Lord has already brought the cripple, and as I stretched my hand like this, the cripple reached out to my hand and stopped and walked. So cripples are going to walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, they'll continue to see, to hear, to walk. All those that were crippled, deaf, blind, the cripples will walk again. And many cripples will get up and walk across this land and across the nations that are tuned in. The problem with the nations abroad, they have what we call pride. They have not learned from Kenya. The Lord is very humble in his ways. The problem with the nations abroad, the reason the Lord cannot visit them the way he's visiting Kenya now at this very tremendous hour of open heaven is because of pride. Abroad, they are very proud. The Lord may heal them, but they may fail to come out. But you see, Kenya will be healed, and Kenya will end up in heaven. Why? Because when one healing takes place, then you hear very senior bishops driving all the way, and a big village celebration. A cripple has walked. Senior people, they gather together, like this week on Friday, all the senior deputy archbishops, all the senior bishops are gathering in Nakuru. They are gathering in Nakuru to celebrate the cripples that have walked. And even the new cripple that walked yesterday in Siaya on that side, I think it's Siaya, Dugi, that side, the new cripple that walked yesterday will be brought to Nakuru. So when you celebrate the healings of the Lord, when you report them, you say, wow, when you prayed, mightiest prophet of the Lord, when you prayed, my heart condition stopped. Now the heart is working well. I was made whole. My heart troubles ended. It stopped. Now I'm normal. Oh, my crippledness did what? Now I'm walking. When you report, that is all the Lord expects from you. The that you report back the testimony of the doings of God, and that we may celebrate. That is what opens the floodgates of heaven to you. That is the secret Kenya got. Kenya understood that when the message of repentance comes to the land, that is the biggest treasure, bigger than big fields of diamond and gold. That is a heavenly treasure, because God is returning his people to himself. Think about the transcendent God, the God that is so unsearchable, now showing a disposition of love. Think about the God that says it has changed. One time you read Romans 11 and so forth, he says that he is unsearchable. Who can understand his ways? Who can understand his wisdom? And then to extend this hand of grace to reach out to man. That's why we celebrate him out of honor. Honor and respect. Telling him, we appreciate, Lord, that you have raised a cripple in this land. You did not have to do so, but you have given us grace. Fallen man, made out of earth and vessel, from the earth, built by the earth, fallen man. We cannot even survive in your glory. You are glorious, illustrious. They are lustrous angels with lusters of light. The legions of angels that have worshipped you for years, that were more glorious than mankind. When they fell, you did not extend a hand of grace. And yet, poor man that you created from the earth, from the soil, that are much less than the angels, when they fell, you have extended this grace. That is why Kenya, that is the secret of Kenya. That's why in Kenya, the healing will continue. The two prophets of Yahweh will always continue decreeing, because they have shed off the pride. They come out in their rank and file, whether professors or just village women and men, what they come out all and celebrate the doing of God. And that's why, again, I'm decreeing here that I have seen a cripple. The Lord brought me a cripple. Since I spoke with you this morning until now, he brought me a cripple. And when I extended my hand like this, the cripple raised the hand, his hand like this, and stood up and walked. And that means the Lord is saying that many cripples are going to walk. That is the disposition of love that God has extended to this nation, to this generation. And all nations can join it. Because as you can see, the way Kenya is going, Kenya will populate heaven. Because they have accepted the message of repentance, and they have accepted to make reforms, to go back to holiness, holy living, holy dressing, holy demeanor, holy conduct before God. Nothing else will admit you into heaven except the holiness of God and the disposition of humility that allows you now to execute the holiness of God. And so, again, I am coming to you now to announce that the Lord has poured a tremendous healing anointing in the land. You see a lot of people get up and walk. You see a visitation taking place in the homes. People are going to be visited in their situation. God is going to remove them from agony, pain, and suffering, and shame. Those that had incontinence of urine and blood, those that are bleeding, you know, those with fibroids, with tumors, God is going to bring remission. Cancers are going to dry up. HIV is going to dry up, and they go to hospitals and test to their own doctors and turn out negative. I have decreed this with my terrible prophetic tongue in the mighty name of Jesus, that it may be known that the Messiah is coming. And the Lord is now preparing a holy, glorious, decorated church. So may the Lord bless you as we begin this very special day, which will end up with a mighty, mighty service tonight. Because remember, we are now handling the rapture of the church. And yet I have not finished with Isaiah 53. But to bring into context the gravity of the price the Messiah paid on the cross, as seen well narrated in Isaiah 53. That is why I brought in the rapture of the church, that you may see the disposition of love and grace that God has stretched into the church, into mankind. Transcendent God, now showing love, betraying himself by loving his creature, his creation. And his love now allowing him to reach us. Amazing. He's totally separated from sin, anything sin, anything sinfulness. He's separated from that, but then you find that now, out of his mercy and grace for earth, soil, man that he made from the dust of the earth. Now he's able to stretch his mercy, and his mercy surpasses his transcendence, his loftiness, his highly above lifted up status, so that now he reaches out to fallen man. And when he reaches out to fallen man from his transcendence, then you see he's giving them grace. He's giving them love. And to the extent that now separated God is coming and dwelling in our hearts, that is the most unbelievable, unsearchable enigma we may never understand. That the transcendent God may now come and live in our hearts. Oh, that is very difficult to understand. We will not understand that in this life. Because he is totally separated from sin. How can he come and live now in the heart of man through the Holy Spirit? And that's why we need to take advantage of this love and grace before it ceases. The messengers, the generals, the principles of God that do battle for the Lord in the great tribulation, you see that they're already in the sin. They're operating outside the grace. Look at the judgment that took place in Haiti when I went to warn them. The judgment that took place to Chile. I went to warn them to Mexico, Nepal, the Japan earthquake, Yushu, China, Taiwan, Philippines, Kenya, Tanzania. You all this you can see. The Lord is using it to say that, look, the hour for the wrath of God to fall on the earth has drawn near. And they're dispensing the grace of God, raising cripples, calling for repentance, telling people to say grace, telling them to prepare in holiness. And on this other side, the Lord has not fallen short to identify them that, look, their presence bespeaks the proximity with which you are to the rapture. In other words, the tribulation is near. And so, this becomes such a very critical moment. It's a pivotal time for the church. You must capture this moment to see the kingdom of glory. You must capture the winds. You must be able to see and understand that you need to make a move from your position to where you are now pursuing holiness and righteousness before God. But I've decreed healing, the healing anointing of the Lord, the powerful healing authority of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus. So continue receiving those prayer requests, and I expect that the radio that Gertrude will take over, so that now can run a very powerful service the whole day, receiving prayers from God's people that are suffering, so that now they may find remission, that everybody may send their prayer requests here. But the difference between Kenya and the nations abroad they are fine. When they are healed, sometimes they keep quiet. But in Kenya, when they are healed, everybody comes out. If you consider Finland, there are so many people who are cripples that I have raised in Finland in the mighty name of Jesus. And you did not see a parade. We did not see senior bishops. We did not see the whole nation. But look at what is coming to Nakuru this Friday. It's unbelievable. It will be very big. It will be very big enough. Probably the mother of all celebrations of the cripples healed. And so, I urge you to shed down your pride. I know we are dealing with a proud generation, but pride is the only thing the blood of Jesus cannot wash. If you cannot accept you are sick or you are ailing, the doctor cannot force you, cannot heal you, cannot treat you. The Lord came to those who are sick. The physician comes to those who are sick, not those who are saying they are normal. So pride. But for Kenya, you can see they are taking the lion's share. They are dressing holy. They are pursuing holiness. They are all tuned in on the global services. They are making their notes. They are writing in panic with all their children in their homes. They are enjoying the journey to the kingdom of God. So again, I've decreed a massive healing anointing of the Lord over the nation of Kenya and many of you that are tuned in from abroad, whatever the condition. All conditions understand. I have now commanded you to depart, that all the people should be made whole. Those with heart conditions, liver, kidney failure, hypertension, blood in the sugar, blood sugar, diabetes, whichever the condition, mellitus, or the conditions of diabetes that have now reached a point the doctors say you need to be amputated. I have counseled all that today by the power of the blood of Jesus. using my sharp and terrible prophetic tongue, I have stood before the counsel of the Lord. Even those whose sick ones are now at the terminal stage, the Lord will renew them back, remove death from them. I have cast death today, and I've removed death from your loved ones in those wards, in those homes where they're deathbed, that the glory of God may be manifest in this land. And those of you that are looking for jobs, I've opened for you doors. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then everything else the Lord will add you, strictly based on this command, this decree here. So I have decreed a massive healing anointing of the Lord over this radio, over this land, over all the people tuned in globally. That your cripples may get up and walk, your blind may see, your deaf may hear, your mute may speak, lame, paralytics, and all diseases have commanded you now to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So it shall be. Amen.